and welcome to The Huntington Way. My name is Pearl Sonnenschein, and in today's episode, we'll be talking about homeschooling, specifically faith-based homeschooling, and what that looks like. In one of the first episodes of The Huntington Way, we talked about homeschooling in general, and I had the pleasure of interviewing a homeschool mom to learn more about it. Let's dive in a little bit deeper into other options that are available in the homeschooling world. In a survey done by the National Household Education Surveys Program in 2016, that survey found that the desire to provide religious instruction is among the top three reasons for why parents homeschool their children, falling just below the concern about the environment of the other schools and falling just 1% below the dissatisfaction with academic instruction in other schools. I am here with Yvonne Strawn, a mother of five who has had a wide range of experience in the homeschooling world. Yvonne consults with homeschool families, speaks at homeschooling conventions across the U.S., and has written her own book, Inspirational Homeschooling, that guides parents through their journey in homeschooling. So welcome, Yvonne. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me here, Pearl.
Of course. So what brought you to homeschooling your children?
Well, I grew up in Wisconsin, and I grew up on a little farm, didn't even know about homeschooling. When I met my husband in 1994, I met his sister, who was homeschooling her children. And of course, all of the same questions come up that come up today. What about socialization? Do they have opportunities in sports? What about academics and things like that? Can they go to college if you homeschool? And so I wasn't sure about this homeschooling thing. Well, fast forward, we had our daughter. Our first daughter has Turner syndrome. So she has one X chromosome. When she was born, she had heart surgery. She was among the 2% that survive as a Turner's baby. Wow. So we are very grateful for that. So we spent a lot of time, as you can imagine, in her care in those early years. Well, we had always talked about sending our kids to a Christian school. So when it came time for her to go to school, we decided, well, we're going to send her to a Christian school. Mm-hmm. And so we did that, but it just broke my heart every day dropping her off at school because I just had spent so much time with her, taking care of her and everything. Well, of course, you see different things that happen in schools, and even in Christian schools, you can see some of the ways that children interact with each other and such. And so in time, you know, she's coming home, well, I can't wear a dress because somebody said, you know, about me wearing dresses all the time and things like that, and she runs slower and things like that. Well, that wasn't exactly the reason that we started homeschooling. I had been on my heart, it had been on my heart to homeschool because I just wanted to be with her so bad.
Yeah.
But I just felt unequipped. So I've been helping out with the school, and I've been teaching art at that time, and I became pregnant with our third child. And all of a sudden, my husband says, do you want to homeschool? I just could not believe it. My heart jumped out of my chest. And I had never mentioned it to him because I had felt unequipped at that point. So we decided at that point to homeschool, which has just been a blessing.
Great. Wow. Yeah. What a journey that must have been. Can you talk a little bit about faith-based homeschooling and what that is, and why do homeschool parents choose a religious curriculum?
Okay, so faith-based homeschooling would be weaving your faith into everyday life, including your curriculum and your activities. So that will look different according to different people's beliefs. But for us, we're Christian, and we like to incorporate the Bible into our homeschooling. And parents choose to do this because they want to educate their whole child. They want them to critically think through everything that's happening in our culture today and look through it through the Bible lens, the biblical lens. And they want children to develop solutions and look at problems and develop a compass of moral principles. And so I just want to go over what Theodore Roosevelt said, our 26th president. And he says, every thinking man realizes what a very large number of people tend to forget, that the teachings of the Bible are so interwoven and intertwined with our whole civic and social life that it would be literally impossible for us to figure for ourselves what that life would be if these teachings were removed. We would lose almost all the standards by which we now judge both public and private morals, all the standards toward which we, with more or less of a resolution, strive to raise ourselves. Almost every man who has by his life work added to the sum of human achievement of which race is proud has based his life work largely upon the teachings of the Bible. Among the greatest men, a disproportionately large number have been diligent and close students of the Bible at first hand. So, you know, for me and my husband, we want our children to view the world through the lens of a Bible. First of all, in Genesis 1:27, that God created man in his own image. So we want all of our children to believe that they are special and unique and created on purpose for a purpose. And so I'm going to go to the story of my daughter again. Mm-hmm. As we fast forwarded into homeschooling a few years, my oldest daughter, again, Turner syndrome, you know, maybe in the Christian school and throughout life, she could be easily deemed, you know, maybe a person that needs extra care in society, and maybe her value might be diminished or lessened. And so I had been homeschooling her for a few years, and she was having a really hard time with the maths, which is very common with Turner syndrome, and kind of the spatial relational stuff, and then going through processes. So when she doesn't know what she needs to do next, what she'll do is she'll just pace and pace and pace until you tell her what to do next. And so sometimes just thinking through the next steps is really hard for her. Well, she's taken a long time at this point in math, especially, and in some of the other subjects as well, and I'm starting to feel like, you know, I'm not equipped. I don't know what to do to help her, and it's taking so long to educate her and work through all of these things and all the extra special needs she needs. So I'm on the computer trying to figure out, well, what can I do to help her? Do I need to send her back to school? What kind of specialists are out there, et cetera? And I'm just distraught during this whole point in time. And then I went and I put her and her sister to bed. And I just started crying. And I'm like, what is this new, just big emotion coming from? And I realized the biggest emotion was because I just did not want her to feel diminished in who she was. And I felt that if she was segregated into a special group or treated in a special way where she couldn't do something or wasn't given the belief by her peers or her parents or somebody that she could do something, that she would not try it, and it would affect her whole entire life. And so at that point, I just was crying, and I was holding her, and her sister's crying, and pretty soon I'm talking to my husband about that, and we just decided, you know what, it doesn't matter. We're just going to homeschool her. So that was a big turning point in our life as far as never questioning to homeschool again. The second thing that I want to point out is that God loved all of us so much that he gave a son who believes that, so whoever believes in him can, you know, live in eternal life, and that's John 3:16. And I want my children to know that, you know, they have hope in a future, and that is just so big for us, you know, and especially in this day and age where there's so many people that take their own lives. I just want people to know that they have a hope. And then the third thing is that no one has ever seen God, and if we love one another, God lives in us, and he is made complete in us. So I want my children and us to always be serving each other from a position of love, and not just serving each other, but serving others in the community and in our world. So, you know, maybe you have been affected by an event in your own life, or the listeners out there as well. And I just want to encourage each of you and our listeners that, you know, as we go through things that are really tough in our lives, that we develop more compassion, and we can turn that into serving our neighbor, and transforms us through our experiences to help others. So I want my children to be versed in apologetics, which is the intellectual defense of the truth of the Christian religion, so that they do not waver in that Genesis 3 attack, which basically comes from Adam and Eve, like, did God really say? And so we can look at the Bible for guidance on love, caring for others, respect, knowing that everybody is creating in God's image, and so on.
Wow, yeah. Those are all great reasons for, you know, why someone would go into faith-based homeschooling, specifically with the Christian faith. Now, you're involved in and have contributed to so many different resources for homeschooling parents. Tell us about the organizations that you're primarily involved in.
Okay. So Inspirational Homeschooling is my baby. I wrote a book to help homeschool families. And I base that on 2 Peter 1:5-7, which is add to your faith goodness, goodness self-control, and then knowledge, and so on. And just going back to taking everything that we learn and all of our experiences and the gifts and everything that God has given us to serve, then give back to our communities and serve others. And one of the things that I want to hit on is that Helen Keller's, Ann Sullivan, who taught Helen Keller, she just says that, you know, even when she looks at the blind children and so on, that they do want to give to their community. They do want to have an importance. And really, you know, whether we have a special needs child or, you know, in what we do today, that we can give to others. And so I just want to inspire other people to, you know, educate their children, and not just through the academics, but through their whole hearts and who they are, to serve that purpose and be part of God's field. The other thing that I do is I work with Homeworks by Precept, and I consult with homeschool families through them. We do offer discounts on curriculum and Homeschool Legal Defense Association memberships as well through them. And the reason why I love working with them and consulting with homeschool families through them is because I just get that one-on-one help with each person and get to develop those relationships with each person as I'm working with them and get to know their families. Sometimes I'm invited to graduations and so on, and it just really fills my heart, because that's just how I'm made, is I love helping others, and when I get to help others, then I feel whole and complete and full of joy inside. So that's one of the reasons I love working with them. And, you know, really, Jesus, when he was on earth, he loved relationships. He loved working one-on-one with people, whether it was the tax collector or whatever. I mean, he would wash feet and do these things. And, you know, we in America are really impressed by big groups and big conventions and such like that. But really, you know, God is about relationships. And so that's one of the things that I love about consulting with homeschool families, because it develops that relationship. But other than that, I write blog posts for the Christian Home Educators of Colorado. I've been published in their Update magazine. I've spoken at the Nebraska Christian Home Educators Association Conference, the Midwest Parent Educators Conference. I've written content for My Homeschool Hub, their website. And so I just love taking all the opportunities to serve the homeschooling community throughout the United States, and I just want to encourage and help others along the way.
Wow, amazing how much you're involved in. This is the Huntington Way. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll be continuing to talk with Yvonne about her homeschooling experience. Welcome back to the Huntington Way. I am here with Yvonne Strawn, a homeschooling mom of five, and we are talking about her homeschooling experience. We talked a little bit about the book that she's written and just a little bit more of what goes into homeschooling, specifically faith-based homeschooling. So again, thank you, Yvonne, for being here. A more maybe in-depth question for you is, and I'm sure many people are wondering, how do you ensure a well-rounded education for your children beyond the religious component?
Yes, you know, I think that is such an important question, because, you know, it's not just about serving. We want to equip our children for their futures, in serving others, but also just giving them more and more opportunities. We want our children to become the future doctors and lawyers and politicians and really help out our world. And so to do that, I always recommend to, you know, work with those academics, and those are very important. So for us, we use BJU Press Homeschool, and they are known as a rigorous curriculum. They're actually in Christian schools as well. And with that, you know, we're working through every subject, so it does take a lot of time. But there are lots of tools that we can use to help us. So the first thing is there is video lessons available. So if you have, like, high school students, that is very helpful. So my high school students can almost learn on their own with those video lessons, although I oversee it and just make sure their work is done and grading and so on. And those video lessons, they get a teacher that is well-versed in certain subjects where, you know, if I was trying to teach algebra, it would take me probably a day or two to learn it first. Mm-hmm. And then even then, I don't know if I could teach it as well.
Right.
So it's really nice to have that. Other things that we have used are tutors. And we've used Huntington for help with the SAT prep with our second daughter. And that will help open up doors because she would like to go to an academy or a university. And, of course, you have to have a higher SAT score or ACT score for that. So they are being a tremendous help because sometimes, you know, as mom, we may not be superwomen or be equipped in all of the different areas, but we do have tools.
Yes.
Other tools that people can use or that I've used is occupational therapist with my first daughter just to help her work through what needs to be done every day because some of the things are hard for her, like vacuuming, for instance. She would vacuum in one spot, one spot, one spot. Well, I didn't know how to help her, so I went to her occupational therapy appointments with her, and they actually helped us figure out solutions to those kind of issues. So, for instance, with the vacuuming, we could have the room drawn out, and she could take a crayon of a certain width and see where it colors until she gets it coloring the whole page. So we've implemented a lot of that to help her be on her own as well. But with a well-rounded curriculum, you are going to prepare your children for whatever future calling that they are called to, and that may look different. You know, in my past, I have been a kitchen designer. I went to school for interior design, and later on, teach my kids and also author a book. So we never know where God is going to call us. And the more we can be equipped, the more he can use us. So to me, it's very important to have that well-rounded education. And a lot of people, even if they don't go to college right away, may tend to want to do that later. Mm-hmm. And we want them to be able to do that without having that roadblock in their life. So other things you can do besides tutors and video lessons is sometimes I'll talk to some of my clients, and some different solutions have come up. I talked to somebody recently that both parents are working, and what they did was they actually hired a tutor to work with their children, or a nanny, I should say, not necessarily a tutor, but she just overlooks their education and makes sure that they are working through everything while the parents are working. So that's kind of a neat thing to do. Other things are co-ops and enrichment courses, and our public schools have some different enrichment courses. There's private co-ops and enrichment programs as well. And a lot of times there are other homeschool moms that maybe have a background in some of the areas like the maths, advanced math, and so on, that they can help with. So we have so many things in our community that we can rely upon to help us get that well-rounded education for our children. And if you're testing every other year with a nationally standardized test, you can prove that your children are learning to the best of their ability and moving on and progressing every year.
Yeah. Well, and I'm so glad you brought up all of these different opportunities, because I know for parents who do work full-time jobs that they might not be able to constantly be working with their students more on an individual basis. And so, you know, what you mentioned about the nanny or the co-ops, that's, yeah, those are really great ideas. What is your advice for parents who are wanting to homeschool their children but are not a part of the Christian faith?
Yes. You know what? I think the most important thing that homeschool parents need is to be together on the same page. So I recommend getting together with your spouse, your children, and figuring out why you want to homeschool. Write that down. Mm-hmm. That is so incredibly important. What are your goals? What are your children's goals? Are there educational goals? And also, what kind of qualities or character do you want your children to develop? And how are you, and come up with some kind of a plan to make that happen. Look for resources out there. There are secular resources as well, and different curriculum that you can use, and they can use all of that that they look into, and look into that and just make sure that that aligns with what their goals are in educating their children. And I really recommend that people will get together with their spouse and children every year and look at what their goals are, because goals can change from year to year. Maybe the first year is, hey, I just don't want people bullying my children, so I want them home and I want to protect them. But then maybe that second year you're thinking, well, you know, my kid's going to be in high school and I want to prepare them for college. So, you know, some of those goals may look different from year to year. But if you're on the same page, you're going to have a lot more support and you're going to keep going when times get tough. Because I tell you, it does, because you are integrating your family life right in with the academics and the homeschooling of your children.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That is excellent advice. So summer break is here. What does summer break look like for children like your own who are homeschooled?
Well, that changes from family to family. Right. So some children will homeschool all year round. We do not have to mirror the public school system. We can take some of the courses and homeschool in the summertime and just do 4 days a week all year round with the children. So that way we can have 1 day a week for like maybe that enrichment program or going on field trips or whatever. Or you can go from, you know, August through June if you want to. So what we do is we usually start the day after Labor Day, and we work year all the way up to about June on more of a full schedule. And then in the summer, if we just need to finish up some of the different courses, then they will work on that until they're finished. And so sometimes my kids will do one or two courses in the summertime as well. But, you know, I try to just keep it a little bit lighter because of the nice days that are out.
Yeah, so they can enjoy summer too, definitely. Any exciting future projects or initiatives that you're working on right now?
Well, yes. I am working on trying to put together a book that will help parents figure out what they want to do with their children in preparations for their life after high school. So first of all, I was going to do a book just more on preparing them for maybe like the academy or a university. But as I got to thinking about it, you know, with my second daughter that has the Turner syndrome, you know, we also need to look at some of the different things that homeschool parents do and you know, even regular parents as well in preparing our children. Entrepreneurship, that's also a very important thing, the workforce, and then military as well. So I would like to take one book and go over each different area so parents can see what those areas look like, see what the preparations look like, and really prepare their children well for it.
Yeah, that sounds great. You touched a little bit on your book, Inspirational Homeschooling, earlier, but can you tell our audience a little bit about what that book is, what information they can find in there?
Yes. So in Inspirational Homeschooling, I go over your faith and then your relationships. So your relationship with your spouse and how that impacts your life, especially when you're homeschooling, because everything is happening at home. So we need to have some marital maintenance. We need to take care of ourselves and our children. And then also, you know, how do we add those academics in? And what does that look like as far as proving our education? So what kind of records do we need to keep? And how do we prepare our children for college in the future? And what kind of records and tests do we need for that as well? So I include samples as well with that of transcripts and resume and, a list of how to look at those classes that you want to put together for those 4 years of high school.
So. And how long did it take you to write the book?
It took me 3 years, okay. Partially because I work with the consulting as well at that time and was still speaking. And then also homeschooling your children take a lot, you know, out of you as well. So a lot of late nights, a lot of times when I was sitting at that computer and my husband would literally pull me away and say, you know, you need to come on a drive with me because we need time as well. He was very supportive, though, and had the kids all work together on, you know, doing all the household chores and helping me out with that as well.
So. Yeah, great. So where can people learn more if they're interested in learning more about faith-based homeschooling, homeschooling in general? Maybe they want to read your book. Where can people find you?
Okay. So my book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, And you can find me at inspirationalhomeschooling.com, also homeschoolhelp.com, Yvonne-Strawn. And you can always email me at inspirationalhomeschooling@gmail.com. I'm always happy to help.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here today. It was a pleasure learning about your homeschooling journey.
Thank you.
This has been The Huntington Way. My name is Pearl Sonnenschein, and we'll catch you next time.